I know there's a couple folks out there that don't know what they're doing for this summer yet. So we have that solved for you. We figured it out. You are going to go to cheapcaribbean.com to find deals on all your favorite all-inclusive destinations, and you're going to spend your summer in paradise.
Yeah, guys, come on, take a break. You work hard. Everybody's working so hard. Swim up to the bar in Punta Cana or sit with your toes in the sand on the shores of Cancun. You can score an extra $175 off site-wide vacations of 4 nights or more now through June 3rd.
Summer is going to be here before you know it. So do your deal and find vacays in your price range at cheapcaribbean.com. That's cheapcaribbean.com.
You guys, have you heard about Squarespace? You must have, because I talk about it all the time. Their website has helped me with my businesses, but it will also help you grow your business. And it really does take the guesswork out of building a website. They have so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of our favorite product features is the Fluid Engine. With Fluid Engine, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity. Start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. Stretch your imagination online with Fluid Engine, built in and ready to go on any new Squarespace site. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant makes navigation a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while you're on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation, compatible device and vehicle required.
Hey, it's your drama queens, and we're here to tell you that choking is the fourth leading cause of accidental deaths. So let's talk about LifeVac.
It is a life-saving airway clearance device, which has saved over 1,500 lives. LifeVac is the easiest, safest, and only non-invasive choking rescue device that can save the life of your loved one.
Visit LifeVac, LifeVac.net, and enter promo code DRAMAQUEENS to save 20% and secure your home kit today.
I don't know about y'all. I love the holidays, and they also stress me out. Yesterday, I was trying to get everybody's gifts wrapped, and I just needed a second. I was on my fourth paper cut and I was like, okay, take a walk around the house, calm yourself down. And you know what I did? I went and got myself a cookie and I felt better. So all I'm saying is if you're tired or besieged by paper cuts, I think you deserve a cookie too.
I agree. Guys, Keebler Sandies are buttery. They're shortbread cookies made with delicious ingredients like cranberries, pecans, and almonds.
And each Keebler Sandies shortbread cookie is baked to perfection by those cute little Keebler elves for a light sweetness and a texture that melts in your mouth.
When you need a comforting moment for yourself, Keebler Sandies. It's the perfect treat that'll keep you going.
Next time you feel like you're juggling it all, reach for a Keebler Sandies shortbread cookie to enjoy a simple moment of comfort.
First of all, you don't know me.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens,
smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens. Drama, drama queens, drama queens.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're coming in to this new episode where we're in the middle of discussing Bethany Joy Lenz's home decor. I just shared my screen and we're just trying to decide on a black and white checkerboard floor. Does it go diagonally or does it go straight? And, you know, it could work in either environment. It just depends on what it is. But
it's true.
The girls are voting for diagonal.
When all else fails, ask
Sophia Bush Hughes, because she
that's right
thinks 20 steps ahead and knows exactly what the room is going to look like when it's fully finished and in Vogue.
I just think a lot about shapes, like, and I've come to learn that there are certain things you can do with shapes that are calming and certain things you can do with shapes that are very stressful. And as an anxious person with like not a small amount of OCD, I tend to really lean toward the calming options.
Mm-hmm. I love this. The problem is I know how busy you are and I don't want to continually blow up your phone.
No, send me stuff all the time. No, it's all
text
I want to
her. When she's just like brushing her teeth, she's going to be like, solve this problem. Here's another problem.
No,
let me solve this. Like, let me do this.
Like my like insomnia moment therapy is to get on Pinterest and decorate homes that, to be clear, I don't own. But I'm like, if I lived in upstate New York, this is what my house would look like. It's calming for me.
Well, that's like that's the so perfect funny. Segue into this episode because, ladies and gentlemen, in this episode, Brooke Davis has a huge falling out with Lucas Scott, decides to launch her own clothing label, gets all the materials for said clothing label, creates said clothing label, puts on a fashion show, and then realizes she's still pretty sad about Lucas, all in like 4 hours.
So. I genuinely was like, when did I have time to go to Joann Fabrics? Like, when was there time for any of this?
Do you know how long it takes to sew? Like, I'm not a great sewer. Hillary, you're probably better on the machine than I am, but I mean, do you guys know how long it takes to sew a garment properly?
Dress lines
and like fittings. And you did, how many, you had all the cheerleaders there. I mean, how many things did you?
I mean, just the dress Bevan was wearing was so complicated.
Yeah, she had like a cute little vintage getup. I just loved that, like, clearly boys wrote this because they're like, oh, yeah, she could just like staple it together. Yeah. We're just going to hot glue this dress.
It'll be fine.
It'll be fine.
Well, okay, let's tell everybody.
I also silkscreened t-shirts, tank tops, baseball tees, and zip-up sweatshirts. Like, it really is incredible. All in the time that, like, Nathan and Chris Keller just played poker.
Yeah, yep.
Oh, and don't forget, Joy, Haley and Brooke also built the website. So not only is this the moment where the idea of clothes over bros crystallizes in the only fist bump I have ever found to be adorable on television, but we launched 18 verticals of business while everybody else
like
was
6 hours.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Just still laying in bed, you guys. Give them the rundown.
Oh,
everybody else does.
Okay, let's just
Brooke does a lot. Here's
the basic rundown. It's season 3, episode 9, How a Resurrection Really Feels. Air date December 7th, 2005. So the results are in for Tree Hill Mayor. Lucas comes to the rescue after Haley, Brooke, and Peyton are arrested.
Forgot we went
to jail. That was so funny. Close Over Bros is born after Haley convinces Brooke to do something for herself, to cheer herself up. Peyton's Angel of Death visits her in her dreams. Nathan and Chris go on a super fun poker road trip to win back his studio money. We find out who tried to kill Dan in the fire. Brooke's feelings are revealed to Lucas while she gives him her summer letters. And then there's some new stuff with Nathan and Haley as well. They finally find their way back to each other. It's a big episode.
A lot happened in this episode.
Yeah. And it was all random, but in the greatest way. You know, I feel like we've been watching some episodes that have felt a little hodgepodgey and like, where are we going and why, what's happening and what's the point? This all felt like all the random stuff really came together in a super cohesive, fun way.
A lot of like nuggets got dropped in this episode. And that's what I liked because I could see where some things were going. And it was like, oh, this is a seed planting episode. I love that we start off being arrested. Like that is an iconic thing that I was like, I know we got arrested. I can't remember for what.
Was there an actual shot in this episode of us getting our mugshots, like the snaps of the mugshot photos?
No,
I didn't
that's
see
how it,
it
opens, isn't it?
We shot,
or is that at the end of the last episode?
I have seen those photos out there and I have never, I did not see it in the episode. So I'm confused.
I'm confused.
Well, there's
as
a whole
well.
Scene. Because I'm upset and Joy, you're upset, and Hillary, you're laughing.
Yeah, our mom, like fans ask us to recreate that picture at conventions.
I know.
Yeah. Wait, did that wind up in a deleted scene? Because we have seen.
Yeah.
God, what verbiage. We've seen the scene. I know we've watched it.
Do we go to jail twice?
I wonder if it's like a deleted scene in the season, or was it the end of the last episode, like in the credits? Did we miss it?
I don't know. Maybe I was just like peeling an orange just now and looked down and didn't notice it. I just didn't see it.
No, surely. Because, listen, my hair changed every season. And I definitively know that I had the bob when we got arrested and did that.
You had the bob. I had the bangs. Mm-hmm. And Joy, you had the really long blonde hair.
Yeah.
It's for this.
All right. Somebody's going to have to do some sleuthing for us. And someone needs to make us like an oil painting of us in orange jumpsuits, because it is one of my favorite.
Tiny oil painting.
Oh my God. And I need John Brosio to make an oil painting of that.
If I could get like a 10 inch by 5 inch oil painting, just a perfect little rectangle of us with our mugshot, I would die for that.
Honestly, that's like, okay. All right. You artsy kids out there. We love art. Your art matters. We want mugshots. That was super cute.
A lot in this episode.
And Lucas, you know.
Where should we start? Where there's so much to go through. We're going to be pinballing all over the place.
Do we want to do this chronologically? Because Lucas picking us up and then being a dick to Brooke at the beginning of the episode.
Great.
Is, like, I liked that the audience is reminded early on of all the things that he's upset about. Because if he were just being upset to be like a broody teenage boy, I'd be like, whoa, hold your horses, kid. But he brings up the Halloween costume thing and the, you know, friends with benefits thing. And then he brings up a whole laundry list of stuff that has really hurt his feelings. And that's his justification for being like, you could sit in jail for 10 minutes longer and I'm not going to talk to you. And yeah, I mean, get it. I get why he's upset. But I don't.
Yeah.
It's not fun to watch. It's still like.
Well,
he's just in the zone. He's in this zone of being kind of pouty, which I think he's been doing for a while. But we were talking about that in the last episode, boys talking to their moms and saying like, none of the girls like me. And, you know, I'm just like, he's pouty right now.
Super.
So I don't know. I think the double standard that he holds Brooke to is pretty insane and ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Or that he has for himself that he's not holding Brooke. I don't know, whatever. You know what I'm trying to say?
No, totally. I mean, we talked about it, you know, it's funny. We're talking about going chronologically, but I feel like we're sort of in these buckets of experience. And when we got further into the episode and there's the scene between Lucas and Brooke and she's really trying to open up and explain how afraid she's been to, you know, be vulnerable with him and to give him a chance because of how much she was hurt. And he's so, you know, he's written to just be so terrible to
her.
He's
mean.
She says, he's so mean. And she says, I knew it was going to be bad, but this is worse. I mean, he calls her a skank. It's like, and I know we've belabored this point, you guys, but the three of us were just cringing because we were like, grown men wrote this stuff. And it models this idea that nothing boys do is ever their fault. And it's all fine. And they're figuring out who they are. But if girls make mistakes or experiment or, you know, do anything they, by the way, might even regret after the fact, we're just going to call them whores. We were just like, ew, this, the
and
double standard is gross.
After how Lucas has been, you know, messing around all over the place, not just with Emmanuel, but, you know, the whole thing with Rachel. And then also just, you know, being with Peyton while he was dating Brooke, it's like the fact that, you know, he and Brooke were on good friendly terms. They were doing fine. She had forgiven him, you know, and it was all okay. And now Brooke has a moment with Chris, which is none of Lucas's business because they're not together.
And he broke into her apartment to see it. It's not like she was out at a club, like sucking face with Chris Keller in front of people.
No.
She was in the privacy
of her own bedroom. She had a regrettable one-night stand.
Bedroom.
And it wasn't his business. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oof.
He would have never known if he hadn't been a creeper and broke into her place.
Is Lucas being like Dan in this episode, just showing up in people's houses? Why was Dan in Karen's house?
That was so weird.
And they dressed it, and she seemed so normal about it. She was like, oh, good morning. I'm just going to watch this.
When
with
she
you.
Walked in the room, I genuinely, I said, oh, VCR. She must be dreaming. Because yeah. Peyton is dreaming Pangel. So I was like, right. Oh, it must be like, this is a Karen nightmare. Dan mm-hmm. is in Karen's house. It's a dream. And then there he is messing with the VCR. Like, how did they never explain why he was there?
Did you just come up with Pangel, or has that been a thing?
No, that's the thing.
That's what it's called.
It is.
That's okay, her name.
That, the entity that is Pangel.
Yeah. Sorry to derail. I no, just,
but, yeah, but I love Pangel? That Dan Scott is Karen's Pangel. Just like, you're in my head, you're out of my brain.
Yeah. The literal haunting in her brain. That feels right.
Yeah, the voice that tells you all the things you don't want to hear, Dan Scott.
Scott. Yeah, you can't kill Dan Scott.
The whole Dan Scott thing. There was the time on the show where they balanced him, where we thought perhaps there was like a little boy in there that that needed healing and things had gone terribly wrong for. And now mm-hmm. it's just this like, you know, cartoon villain where they don't let him have any moments of reprieve. Mm. And it's exhausting to watch. That stuff.
It is, but it also feels so oddly honest. Well, I mean, we were talking about watching him run this campaign and going, we see literal elected officials mm-hmm. who behave exactly like
oh,
this.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't realize what a sort of powerful social commentary it was on that certain brand of narcissism and a desire mm. for control that does run for office.
Yeah.
And
wait, which politician is like, oh, Dan Scott? I think it's Jim Jordan, for sure.
He reminds me a lot of Ted Cruz. A whole lot. Yeah, I don't
Ted
know.
Cruz vibes, I have to
Dan
say.
Dan Scott. Oof. He, this whole idea of like, I'm just a broken man and you're watching me and I'm going to grow with you. It's like, no, boss, do your work. Show up, ready to do the job.
Yeah, that's right.
But it is interesting, isn't it, how people, it was such a wild thing to look at, you know, from today's moment, looking back, not only, you know, these big election signs that say row all over them. I was like, oh my God, I'm like, I literally have chills. But, you know, people often do begrudge women who run for office. They don't love it when like women are quote unquote, you know, climbing up the power ladder. And here's a guy who beat up his kid. Yeah. At school, in front of all the other kids. And all he has to do is say, you know, I've made mistakes, but I'm really trying. And everyone goes, we relate to him. It's so
It's accurate for
icky.
That time. I mean, I feel like, I don't know if that narrative still exists now, where I think people are a lot more excited to see women climbing ladders and being in powerful positions.
Certainly more now.
They're way more now.
They're more excited, but women face threat. Like, we just saw this where, you know, everyone made a whole big deal about how Justice Kavanaugh had to, oh, heaven forbid, clutch my pearls, leave a dinner before he had cake, because there were protesters outside, peaceful protesters who he never even saw or spoke to. And AOC got assaulted on the steps of mm-hmm. Congress. Representative Jayapal had a guy outside her house with a gun threatening to murder her. Like, there's actually a female reporter, I retweeted her threat, and it was every violent death threat that like an elected woman has gotten that hasn't gotten any front page news, but like, oh, we couldn't eat cake. And I was like, man. So while I do think that we should be celebrating, yes, there are more women in elected office than ever before, we still don't have parity and we're still dealing with things that the men just aren't.
Yeah.
And when anything bad happens to them, it's like crazy front page news for days. And people go, yeah, well, I mean, you know, yeah, there's a guy with a gun outside her house and said he was going to kill her. And I'm like, why are we not talking about this?
Yeah, one of the things that has bothered me a lot with domestic issues is, I mean, it goes both ways, but I think women are more affected by it in so much as that if someone threatens you, there's really nothing anybody can do about it until they actually do something. So you can go to the police and say, so-and-so threatened to hurt me, and you can try and get a restraining order, but they can't. There's nothing really that can be done until somebody actually hurts you, which is crazy. But anyways, it's kind of beside the point. But definitely this was way more true back then in, when was this, 2005.
Well, it was even crazy that Karen was running. Do you know what I mean?
Right, like, right. I know.
Unwed mother?
As a single mother?
Right.
Yeah. Oh, jinx.
Right.
Yes.
Still a crazy big deal. So
they tried to attack her for it.
I loved what you said during the episode, Hillary, that you said, what did you say? You're like, I'm angry with the people of Tree Hill. I have doubts about.
Oh my God.
Yes. Just why would they?
You guys, I'm going to level with you. Tree Hill's not a real place. However, sometimes the line between fact and fiction gets a little blurry, even for me. And so Wilmington is Tree Hill. It just fucking is. And I got mad watching this voter base cheer enthusiastically for Dan, knowing that he beat his kid up, knowing that he's done all these other horrible things, knowing that he's run this smear campaign. He's so sleazy. He's probably shit on every kid he went to high school with. So there are people in the community that know that he's awful. And they're just like, yes, look at that ugly tie. Yes, this is who we're going to vote
tie.
For.
That
who
ugly
put
tie?
Paul Johansson in that tie?
Oh, my God.
Because Paul is a handsome man. And that tie was so upsetting. I could barely look at his face.
I couldn't stop looking at it.
I know.
It's a bad tie. It was a real bad tie.
I wonder
tie,
if it was... I actually was wondering as we were talking shit about the tie while we watched the episode, do you think it was... It must have been on purpose. It must have been a wardrobe choice. You know, a team of people who make decisions on every single thing any of us wear has probably thought, this really makes him look douchey. And we want him to have that creepy politician vibe. It had to have been a choice.
I don't know. We had to submit, four options for every outfit throughout the course of the show. Mm-hmm. So if you're wearing five different outfits in one episode, you have to submit 20 different outfits so that this chain of command can pick out what you're going to wear. The fact that it boiled down to that tie on Dan Scott.
Honestly, it could have just been somebody hung four ties in his dressing room and he was walking out the door and he just grabbed whatever.
Are we blaming Paul for this?
It's possible. It's possible. I don't know. Maybe he was feeling whimsical or just wasn't paying attention. He was like, I don't know. Just put me on a tie. I don't care. Give me a tie.
Bad tie.
It was interesting that it was so red, white, and blue. And then he was surrounded by all the red, white, and blue decor. And then all the red, white, and blue balloons. And then all the confetti.
Oh,
and
so much.
And it was in the sort of really intense, moving moment of victory. And I don't mean moving emotionally. I mean, everything around him was moving. We were all obviously very upset that he won. But when he turns around and there's all this sort of chaos, commotion, hubbub, and Barbara has just been there on the stairs, and he does the thing, here's my wife, Deb, and then she's gone.
I loved it.
I loved it. I loved that they had her just bail and that he wasn't prepared for it. It's the first thing that's caught him by surprise in a while. Yeah. And it was nice to see Dan Scott in his moment be flustered.
Alone.
It really communicated that he knew he didn't deserve it.
Yeah. I mean,
the win.
That personality, I have to say, I had one of the biggest problems about that level of malignant narcissism is that I have had experience with this where everybody really thinks that you're the nicest guy in the world. Like they will look at a malignant narcissist and say, that is genuinely the nicest guy because they know how to. They're mimics, so they know exactly how to mimic empathy and how to mimic, and they'll cry sometimes because they are feeling sorry for themselves, so they can cry about themselves. They can feel show emotion. So everybody's like, "That's not a narcissist; they've got emotion," and they'll even sometimes seem really shy and quiet and just helpful and super nice, and it just doesn't always show up as this. Big, loud, boisterous, everybody needs everybody's attention all the time. It also shows up the same way that Dan did at his speech when he was trying to be humble and quiet and choked up. It's a little caricature-y that they wrote it on the card, pause for choke up.
All
that,
for
obviously,
choke up.
Whatever. Okay, this is
incredible.
A show.
Incredible to see, though.
It was great. But, it is important to note that because even family courts haven't even caught up with that. That is still. I've been to court recently with a friend of mine who was dealing with a narcissist ex, and there's no setup for this. And they have a guardian ad litem, a GAL is what they're called. They're there to watch the child and like recommend what's best for the child. And they meet with both the parents. And it's crazy because it's so easy to just get scoot by the narcissism, and you just come off as the nicest, sweetest person because the community, people who are in abusive relationships with a narcissist feel often that they don't have any support because everyone around them is like, sorry, like he's or she is really like the nicest person I ever met. They would never do what you're talking about. I've known them for 20 years. And the truth is you just don't know unless you're in that relationship and dealing with it on a day-to-day basis, because you are the one place that is the safe punching bag because no one will believe you.
That's something I think is so interesting about the bond between Karen and Deb.
Yes.
They are the only two women who know.
Yeah.
They know.
And Nathan and Lucas. In a weird way.
So
like
we're
all bonded by Dan's narcissism.
So I play this little game every morning where I leave the house looking decrepit. And then I drop my children off at school. And then I get to my office and I take out a nice, cute little bag that came with my Thrive Cosmetic order. And with just a couple of products, I'm able to look like a normal, happy, healthy human again. It's incredible. I love these products. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Now, a few of my favorite products include their incredible Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. Its easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like wax and blends like a powder. Just line brows to give this some structure and create natural-looking strokes of hair to fill in sparse brows. It comes with a spoolie brush to lift and tame brows after applying the pencil, and there are 8 shades to choose from that adjust to your natural brow color for a perfect match every time. Now, my other favorite product, I've been talking about this forever, is the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. And it's super easy to remove, you guys. This is my favorite part. It just slides right off with warm water, doesn't leave smudges, doesn't pull your eyelashes out. It's incredible. Its nourishing ingredients support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/drama. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/drama for 10% off your first order. With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape Resorts and Spas and do your deal at cheapcaribbean.com. Friends, we need a second to talk about Squarespace. Squarespace has so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of the product features that I love is their asset library. You can upload, organize, and access all of your content from one place. With the new asset library, you're able to manage all of your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. They also have flexible website templates, so you can get started with one of their professional website templates with designs for every category and use case. Then you just customize your look, update content, and add features to fit your unique needs. You can make any Squarespace template do what you want, so your idea, your brand, or your business stands out online on every device. Plus, they will make selling your products on an online store a breeze. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need to start selling online.
Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Oh boy. Well, when I moved to Nashville, the first thing I did was get on Wayfair and get one of them professional accounts so that I could order everything. Because let me tell you how many things in my house are from Wayfair. So many things. And it's so fun. There's so many options. It's whimsical. If you need modern, if you need old, they have everything.
I love that I can put all the things I need in my shopping cart and then see them all together. And it's just, you can see what the whole room's going to look like. Wayfair is the place to shop for everything home, from sofas and beds to dining sets and decor.
And starting May 4th, you can get up to 80% off site-wide during Way Day, which is their biggest sale of the year. Did you also know they have like a digital room designer on their website? You can put things in your cart and then add them into this fake version of your house, and you can look at the things that you want in your house and see what it looks like. It's amazing. The selection is huge.
Obsessed.
It's their biggest sale of the year, as we said. You can find everything you need for your living room, outdoor areas, bedroom, and more. Huge selection. Home goods ranging from appliances and area rugs to beds and wall art, and it's all on sale.
Wayfair has something for every home, no matter your style or your budget. So preview the Wayday deals and start filling up your cart today. Don't miss Wayfair's biggest sale of the year to get everything for your home. Wayday runs from May 4th through the 6th. Head to wayfair.com now to preview the deals and start filling your cart. That is WAYFAIR.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively.
So therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. Yeah. I've had plenty of times in my life and seasons where I have needed a safe space where I could just know that there was no judgment. I could just sort of dump out whatever I was thinking. And sometimes even just hearing myself say things out loud made it easier to go, wait a second, actually, I don't believe that. Why am I carrying that narrative around in my brain? But it doesn't always feel easy to say that kind of stuff to friends or people you're in relationship with. So I love therapy for that reason and many more.
I do too. I totally agree, especially because therapy is a dedicated chunk of time. Like for me, it's an hour a week where I really focus on my self-care. It's like, I think of it as a, you know, gym for my brain and my heart. And it's so important to take care of yourself in that way. And like you said, Joy, you can't always unburden on your friends. And I think a lot of us sometimes don't talk about what's going on with us because we feel guilty asking somebody to help us work through something. But that's literally a therapist's job. And I think that's why it works so well. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/drama today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drama.
Do we know who Deb calls at the end of the episode? Because
it must be Karen.
Well, Karen calls her.
Lucas.
Yes, Karen calls Lucas. Lucas goes to Deb. Deb calls someone and was like, Karen knows, or Lucas knows.
No, she says Lucas knows.
Yeah.
Is it Keith?
Ooh. Or Andy.
Ooh. Oh.
Andy sent flowers.
I like all of these potential storyline.
Because Lucas is the one who knew it was Deb from the beginning. Mm-hmm. And Dan showing that tape to Karen, then Karen sees, I would imagine, Deb leaving the dealership or something. Or no, not leaving. No, buying the booze. It's whoever bought the booze.
Uh-huh.
Huh.
It's, he didn't even need the tape. You know, that was like a weird scene that I was like, because it alludes to the fact that he knows it's Deb, but we know he doesn't know it's Deb. Yeah. Because at the end, he's still like, you know, searching for whoever it is. And Lucas is like, he's not going to stop until he figures it out.
Oh, that's right. Because he says this is the last thing tying you to it.
Whitey?
You know, without this, he won't know it's you. Yeah, who does he think it is?
Who is it?
Because he doesn't know it's Deb yet.
Uh-uh. But let me tell you something. For as dorky as he looked in that tie, Barbara Allen Woods is killing it in this episode.
She's so beautiful. Oh, my God.
Just, I don't know how her and Moira get, like, hotter and hotter and hotter as the show goes on, but it gives me hope for my future.
They do.
I mean, ladies, I think we're all a lot hotter than we were when we were 25.
25 was very uncomfortable.
We were very uncomfortable and awkward. We are in a whole other... This is a nice decade, I gotta say, for us ladies.
Yeah, feels good.
We had good examples set for us.
Uh-huh. Yes, we did.
With our elder ladies. Barbara is so put together and so classy. She doesn't make a scene, you know, but she holds up her end of the bargain. And the second it's over, she just quietly is gone.
You know? Yep. She's like, great, you won. You got exactly what you needed. And now you don't need me. I'm not by your side anymore. So I want the divorce and it's all going to go through.
Why do you think Nathan says, my mom's gone for good this time, I think?
I don't know. Was Barbara's contract up for negotiation?
Deb wouldn't leave. I don't know. But like Deb wouldn't leave Nathan. I thought that was so odd. Because her going, you know, to your point, her saying I'm done standing by you, I get that. But my mom left. I was like, she's leaving Nathan. They tried to run away together.
Right.
Yeah, that feels weird. I'm confused about that too, except that she's probably worried about the police finding out that she tried to kill Dan and maybe she's...
Maybe she's going to get rid of something.
Yeah. I don't know. That was confusing. Really nice to see Nathan and Haley get back together finally. Oh, that was really exciting.
That
was hot.
So nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Also, there's no way that Haley wouldn't have known the difference between Chris Keller and Nathan kissing.
No way. She would have known. No. She knew.
They're very different kissers. Have we all kissed?
They also have very different faces.
Yes.
Yes, for sure.
Sophia, have you kissed both of those boys on the show? Has Brooke kissed Nathan? I know
that we
saw the sex tape.
Was Brooke kissing Chris Keller when they hooked up? I don't remember.
I don't think they ever showed you actually kissing him.
I don't think I ever had to kiss Tyler. It's funny because in my head, I'm like, well, Brooke hooked up with that guy and that guy and that guy. Brooke hooked up with everybody. But no, I don't think we ever actually had to kiss. I think we just woke up in bed together.
Sorry. Missed out.
I think it's realistic that Haley would have. I mean, in the middle of that party, she was really desperate.
You've kissed both Chris Keller and Nathan.
Yes.
They're both very different. Yeah. They're very different kissers.
Different kissers. But what I'm saying is, like, in the moment of the heightened,
he's swept up.
Like, how many people are going to be in a Batman costume like that? I don't know. And he just picked her up. And I could see how in the moment she would have been a little like, and there was all the smoke around because he was flapping his wings
Fucking wings, man. How can we forget the wings?
I don't know. I can go with it.
Well, you kind of
saved it. And to your point.
You were like, I just wanted to believe it so bad.
I wanted to believe it.
Yeah.
To your point, I think, how would there be two? And also you go, something's off. And then you go, but maybe not. You can kind of convince yourself, given the incredible misdirection of two Batmans. But it is also very funny because, you know, for us, like, we know these boys so well. We all spent 10 years together. And it's like, you and James as actors did that scene. Like Tyler didn't get in the Batman suit and kiss you ever.
Right. Tyler never put that suit on. He got the credit, never had to do the work.
Yeah. He didn't have to sweat in that suit. Poor James was like trying to avoid getting heat stroke in the back of Trick.
Oh my God.
They were like shoving ice cubes in his Batman suit.
Let's talk about those boys because we all said it. We're like, we want to watch this movie.
Full movie, road trip movie of those two. Mm-hmm. We got robbed. That was a
teenage.
They should have made that movie.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Yes.
With James and Tyler.
Yes.
Just them starting and stopping that car.
Yeah.
We were all cackling.
It was so great.
Perfect. Their chemistry mm-hmm. as actors and their comedic timing playing off of each other.
It's Abbott and Costello. It's, like the straight yes. man and the funny man. It's the perfect it's so combo. Good. It's great. Just loved it.
Do we think that Chris Keller is winning Nathan over? Like Nathan, like hits
he seems
him
to be
when he hits him all those times in a row. When he's like, stop kissing my wife. And he's like, I did it boom. For you.
He got hit three to punched in the face three times in a row. Stop hitting me. Stop kissing my wife.
It was so funny. And Tyler is so willing to let uh-huh. Chris Keller be the butt of the joke. Mm-hmm. Like even when they are walking away from crawling out of the swamp and James shoves him, Tyler almost goes to the ground. He doesn't like take a sidestep. He really leans into letting Nathan beat up on Chris Keller. Oh. And it's so winning.
That's one of my favorite things about actors. If I see an actor who's totally willing to just make a complete ass out of themselves mm-hmm. for the sake yeah. of the story or the character, it's the best. There's just no yeah. self-awareness. There's no like, oh, my hair, or like, don't worry, don't touch my nails, or my, you know, make sure this, I don't want to get this shirt messy or what, you mm-hmm. know, it's just like, who cares? No, I don't want to look stupid. I don't want my character to, I don't want people to not like it. Like he just throw it all out the window and he just goes for it no matter what. It's yeah. awesome. I love it.
How do we think Chris Keller, like what's that backstory? You know, we never really got Chris Keller backstory. Was he a nerd in school? Was he like,
I don't know.
What creates?
I think there's got to be some kind of pain or trauma to create a personality yeah. like that for sure.
I for sure feel like Chris Keller got dunked in some toilets.
Yeah.
Like that was the era of that joke.
Yeah.
You know, this, yeah. we're talking about certain eras, like, you know, Karen getting attacked for running for mayor as a single yeah. mom. Like, you know, there was like, we were really coming out of an era where at
that
least
kind
movies
of bullying.
And TV shows, like, yeah, there was a yeah. lot of representation of like, physical bullying, a lot of hazing. You know, you saw a lot of hazing yeah. happening like in colleges yeah. and things, which is so gross and scary. And you know, we don't need to dig into it too far because we don't have to defend bad writing. Mm-hmm. And y'all know what we believe in when it comes to our communities and equity. But like, there is a wildly inappropriate quote joke, you know, in this episode. Both a trans character and a character played by a little person were made into the butt of a joke in this episode. And the three of us just
multiple
went, God,
jokes.
Gross. Like, gross. Mm-hmm. And you know.
Who was that actor, ugh. Though? He was on Seinfeld. The
Who played Marty?
The guy was playing Marty. Yes. He is yes. so good and he was so fun
talented.
To watch. And again, like so super committed to the material and watching those boys on the riverboat, which Hillary, you said mm-hmm. you've been on a murder mystery tour on that.
Oh my God.
At some point.
You guys. The Henrietta.
That was the best.
Is a real.
I can't believe I never went. 10 years I never got on the Henrietta. I'm going to go this fall.
Oh, joy. It's fabulous. We have
is
to
it
go.
Still running?
I mean, yeah, yeah. listen.
Isn't it?
You guys, the Cape Fear River is a mystical experience. And sometimes you just have to go by paddle boat. I thought it was yeah. going to be way more like Huckleberry Finn on there. You know, yeah. I was like, I'm going to go get on that riverboat and do the murder mystery dinner. And so they bring you like your like rubber chicken and, you know, like, you know, it's boat food. Boat food doesn't have a strong reputation.
No.
But then like all of a sudden it's like Clue is happening around you and like zoinks, someone's dead and you've got to solve the problem and figure out who did it. But meanwhile you're just like kind of in a Motel 6 room because everything's like carpeted kind of weird.
Oh, it's like the Magic Castle.
Yes, it's been renovated since. I went in the old era of the Henrietta.
We should go back.
Yes.
And by the way, if it still needs a renovation, we know Sophia Bush can get on Pinterest and renovate it within.
I would love to.
Danny Woodburn is the one who was playing Marty on the riverboat. I thought it was so fun. The idea of, that's what I mean about this episode being kind of, there's so much random stuff, but it all really worked and worked well together.
Worked.
The road trip of these boys, which is a, kind of could have been a bottle episode of its own and should have been a full length movie.
Yeah.
they ended up going on this riverboat and playing poker on the casino in the casino area of the boat, and then the jumping into the river. And remember, they were there shooting. There were alligators in that river. They were shooting. They were in wetsuits. There were stunt guys. They were shooting until like 6 a.m. But they got such great material. I just loved it. I thought it was such a fun storyline.
I can't believe anyone would get into the Cape Fear River voluntarily. Like,
no, thank you.
Yeah. That's why they didn't ask any of us to do it. They were like, let's get the boys. They seem like good sports. They'll jump in that river. But they had to have like gator wranglers in the water ready to intercept anything that came through.
That's insane. You couldn't have paid me.
I want to hand it to our crew. This is a really good episode to kind of brag on our crew. Because when you think about all of the big things they had to do, they had to do a huge mayoral, like inauguration kind of deal, you know, with all the balloons and all the people and all the extras. They had to do this huge riverboat where you're filming out on the boat and then you're out on the water and you've got to do stunt work in the water in the middle of the night. You know, they've got Brooke's whole fashion show, which for a wardrobe, having to put together something like that is always kind of a big task. And then we did this split screen thing with Peyton that we'd never done before and was like very technically difficult because you have to lock off the camera and then go change. So we had to change back and forth between Peyton and Pangel. I think a couple times. It was very confusing.
Yeah, it's a lot.
The specificity of our crew being able to handle all of those things in a, what, 8-day episode? Did we shoot in 7 or 8 days? I can't
8 days.
8 days to do all of that is a lot of work.
Yeah, it really is.
I know there's a couple folks out there that don't know what they're doing for this summer yet. So we have that solved for you. We figured it out. You are going to go to cheapcaribbean.com to find deals on all your favorite all-inclusive destinations, and you're going to spend your summer in paradise.
Yeah, guys, come on, take a break. You work hard. Everybody's working so hard. Swim up to the bar in Punta Cana or sit with your toes in the sand on the shores of Cancun. You can score an extra $175 off site-wide vacations of 4 nights or more now through June 3rd.
Summer is going to be here before you know it, so do your deal and find vacays in your price range at cheapcaribbean.com. That's cheapcaribbean.com.
Oh, gosh, I'm so excited whenever we get these offers. I love using my coupons that I virtually clip out for Thrive because they have all these options of things that I can't find in my local grocer. And the one thing everyone has to do is grocery shop, right? So why not do it from the comfort of your couch? And for me, that's where Thrive Market comes in.
Totally agree. Thrive Market is my go-to for all of my grocery and my household essentials. And the convenience of getting everything online and then quick ship to my doorstep, huge time saver.
I love that Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. They restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories, and I use their online filters to suit my lifestyle needs. So whether you're looking for organic kids snacks or low sugar alternatives or gluten-free pantry essentials, you can curate your own shopping experience with a few clicks to make simpler, healthier swaps.
Not only do we all save time shopping as Thrive Market members, but I love that I save money on every single grocery order. I mean, on average, it's over 30% savings every single time. Whether that's pantry staples, like you said, like, you know, peanut butter and coconut oil, or I am getting the gluten-free snacks I'm actually supposed to be eating, it really makes a big difference.
When you join Thrive Market, you are also helping a family in need with their one-for-one membership matching program. You join, they give.
So save time and money. Shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/drama for 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. That's Thrive, T-H-R-I-V-E, market.com/drama. thrivemarket.com/drama.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant makes navigation a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while you're on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Hey, it's your drama queens, and we're here to tell you that choking is the fourth leading cause of accidental deaths. So let's talk about LifeVac.
It is a life-saving airway clearance device, which has saved over 1,500 lives. LifeVac is the easiest, safest, and only non-invasive choking rescue device that can save the life of your loved one.
Visit LifeVac, LifeVac.net, and enter promo code DRAMAQUEENS to save 20% and secure your home kit today.
I think this is such a brilliant invention, and I wish somebody had come up with it earlier, but I'm glad we have it now. You know, I've been doing theater since I was a little kid. My mom has all these videotapes of me and all these productions. And then we also have all of our family movies and all of the family photo albums and all of the everything that just takes up so much space. And I'm so grateful that Legacy Box created this whole platform to be able to condense these amazing memories down into something that's actually tangible and easy to access.
Well, and with Mother's Day fast approaching, it is a great gift for the whole family. So you can relive moments like wedding days, first steps, or the embarrassing haircut you had in the 90s. You can reconnect with your family's history and hear your grandmother's voice again for the first time.
Guys, the process is so easy. You just send in your legacy box filled with old VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, and pictures, and their team professionally digitizes everything by hand. In the USA, you'll get everything back on the cloud or a thumb drive along with your originals. It's so easy.
Yeah. I mean, again, the VHSs, my new project is that I found Jeffrey's big, huge storage containers of VHS. And he was making TV shows in the late 80s, early 90s that I never got to see. This so is good. My chance. So
all of his pilots that never aired,
girl,
right?
I love those old beta tapes.
Yes.
So you guys can do this too. Join over 1.5 million families that have trusted Legacy Box with their memories. Just go to legacybox.com/drama to save 60% during their best Mother's Day sale ever. That's legacybox.com/drama.
You did such a nice job with that, Hillary. I loved seeing you play both parts in the same scene.
You were great. Honestly, it feels like weird. Like,
why?
Even talking about those scenes, because normally it's like you and another person, but when it's you versus you,
I've never done that before. What's that like?
It's hard to wrap your brain around it a little bit. Because it either feels like you're picking on yourself or you're being self-congratulatory, you know? I feel like there were like one too many of those scenes. We could have done without one. We didn't have to keep coming back to it. But what I will say is that I had made a number of complaints about Peyton consistently being this like Debbie Downer and like everything's sad. Like, how do you snap a person out of that? You call them on their shit. But it didn't really fit to have anybody else call Peyton out and be like, oh, are you sad about your mommy? What are you going to do about it? You know? I think the only way that it makes sense is to have Peyton say it to herself and be like, are we going to be a victim forever and ever?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, either you do the cheesy thing of having that conversation with yourself in a mirror and you have to, like, recite a monologue. Or you do the Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen split screen and you get to...
I like this device. I think I loved it because of what you're saying there, that we have to do that in life. You know, it's sometimes you'll have a really good friend who's willing to step up to the plate and say things to you that are really hard and risk the friendship. Mm-hmm. But most of the time, people aren't willing to do things like that. And even if they do... It's not always, you can't always receive it right away. It takes time. And so it's important that we have that voice with ourselves, that we're able to face ourselves in the mirror and say, hey, snap out of it. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Stop living in this space where you are constantly running the record in your head of all your failures and all the things that you could have done differently. Stop it.
We've talked about the beginning of this season. Peyton's been really blunt with everybody. She was really blunt with Haley, where she's like, you left and you came back. Yeah. And that's why I'm being a bitch. She was really blunt with Nathan when he drove into that wall and was like, you trying to kill yourself? You know?
Yeah.
She's been really blunt with Brooke. Just like, go talk to Lucas. Why are you being a baby about this? And so for her to be blunt with herself, I think tracks.
I also think there's something to look, Peyton is being very blunt with a lot of people. She's in a position where her pain and what she's going through from the outside might make people say, well, she's really strong, but she's having a hard time. And there is no, I think in life, there's often no worse critic than our inner critic. And I mean, I said this to you while we were watching the episode. I was like, oh, this is making me feel crazy. Like having to have a fight with my self-doubt. Like Peyton is literally living in my hell right now.
Yeah, it's not fun.
And I think that it's, as a device, yes, it's more interesting than watching someone have an argument with themselves in the mirror, but it also put an experience to something that so many kids deal with, that we deal with as adults. Yeah. But now we're in this moment where we're talking more about mental health and self-care and self-doubt and how, you know, feelings aren't facts. We have terminology. We didn't have that in 2005.
Yeah.
And I think for people to see what it really is like when that self-doubt spiral kicks off and you're listening to something criticize you all day and how hard that can be. I don't know. Yep. I found it. I know you love to tell a joke, Hill, but I found it really powerful in terms of what it represented. And I would imagine that it helped people talk about what their inner dialogue sounded like to people that they trusted. At least I should hope.
I mean, I hope that we all have inner characters that dress in costume. Like, if your inner voice isn't wearing a fucking costume, what's the point? Right? Like, I feel like that Angel costume is probably more me and, like, bitchy. And I guess I was just so much more comfortable in that skin than, like, anything else that I did on the show. That was, like, my comfort zone. If I could just always be that awful, oh, man, I would have had so much fun. It was so
this is genius. This is, wait. We really should put costumes on our inner, our whiny inner child, because this is so good. Cause you know what, when I could do this, we do this with, you can do this with kids. I did this with Maria. We would watch a movie. And if something was really extra scary, like a monster would come out and I'd be like, Maria, he's only making that face cause he's about to sneeze. And all of a sudden she would, you know, her whole mindset about it would change. And then she would be like kind of giggling and think something was really funny. You know, or like, oh, he's got, he can't, I don't know. He's got a really bad itch in his ear and he can't reach it. Or he's got a wedgie, whatever it is. But can you imagine if on your inner child, the one that's complaining, the one that was traumatized, that's causing you all the problems still in your adulthood, every time you see that child, it's just wearing a big petulant, like giant pink bunny costume, like a kid at a birthday party who's just had the cake spilled on them. And they're like, I don't want it.
It's after 4th of July, which means Halloween stores and those like spirit costume stores are right about to open up all across America.
Yes. We need
everybody to go buy a costume for their inner asshole. Can someone explain one thing to me, though, that has bothered me ever since we shot this scene?
What?
And I remember asking this question on the day. Pangel like leans in the doorframe of the closet and it's like, closet full of anxiety, get it? And I didn't get it on the day. And I asked our script supervisor and I asked our director and I asked everybody. I'm like, what does that mean?
What is get the joke? What?
And they're like, just say the lines, Hillary. I was like, can we change it to something else? And they're like, just say the lines. I still don't know what it means. Is it a joke?
I don't know. I don't get it either.
Yeah, because is the point that she is anxiety personified and she's in the closet?
And she's in the closet. Oh,
are we talking about Peyton being in the closet? Are we like, what are we referring? Anxiety, sexuality? Did they not make a decision and so they never made the line specific? Like, that's it. What is it?
I think it's anxiety. I think that's what it is. She is, I'm your anxiety and I'm standing in the closet. And it's in the closet because you won't ever let it out. So it's like, that's a real, you got to dig deep for that one.
Your feelings are in the closet. I don't know.
If someone can make sense of it, cool. DM me. I'll read it. Like, it has always bothered me because I'm like, oh, we were really cooking here. And that just took the wind right out of my sails.
So weird.
Whatever, it's really fun.
Then there's nothing worse than when something pulls you out of a scene and you go, what?
What?
Because then you're just not present anymore.
Would you guys ever do sometimes, like, as an actor, feel like, I don't understand this, but clearly, like, someone wrote it and a bunch of other people signed off on it, so I'm the odd man out. So if I ask, I'm going to look really dumb.
All the time. All the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever. Especially with... I feel like also with my ADD, I'm always, I can think really, really, really intensely about things that are very simple and I hyper-focus. So then I can't get off of it. Like I'm trying. And sometimes people think I'm just being a bitch and I'm like, no, I'm like, my brain is stuck in a short circuit loop and like, I can't get off of it. And yep. I don't understand what this means. I did this with the guys delivering my pods the other day. Aww. We were trying to like line it up in the driveway and he was like, no, we just don't have room. And I'm like, but I don't understand why you don't have room because I've seen the truck move and it, and he's like explaining all the mechanisms. And I'm like, yeah, but if it just, can we just put it on the, and he's like, ma'am, you're making this more complicated than it needs to be.
Joy, this is like a Snickers commercial. Gosh, someone just needs to show with a candy bar to distract you and be like, your brain's
that's
not-
it, but I feel that way all the time when I read scripts and I see things that, I'm the one who will be like, I don't understand this. Can somebody explain it? And as soon as they say it, I'm like, I'm a fucking idiot. Yep. Got it. Totally.
Nailed it.
Totally could have gotten that myself. Cool. If I had just gotten off of this.
I don't know,
loop.
Joy. I've had 15 years to try to figure out this closet full of anxiety and it still is just not happening.
I like to ask because, you know,
but then they're like, did you
read
the script?
Our brains are similar. If I don't ask the question just to be like, I just want to clarify something.
Yeah.
If I don't ask, I won't be able to stop obsessing over it. And then it's almost like I can't pay attention to anything else. Cause I'm like, but this, it's like a skipping record.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but here, by the way, you did ask and you didn't get an answer.
Didn't get an answer.
They didn't have an answer because they didn't think it out or they didn't bother to find out. And so they told you to basically like, you know,
they were just so worried about
like
the cameras.
Dance monkey.
Yeah. So the last thing I'll say about the Pangel thing is, this was, we talked about some nugget drops in this episode. Pangel makes this reference, was Jake just trying to get in your pants? And should Lucas be with you instead of Brooke? And that is
big
the
drops.
First inkling that we have that like, ruh-roh.
Something's
coming. She's still interested.
Yeah, because they've been so platonic. Like, deeply platonic. I thought we worked really well together platonically. And now we've got this little tidbit.
Yeah. Interesting.
Well, and it is a great little nugget because it does show you how far back they were thinking about continuing to really lean into that seesaw that Lucas was going to make between Brooke and Peyton. And, you know, none of it was accidental. Like, you know, the writers were mining for drama. I don't know. Maybe by season three, they were like, well, we've been on for 3 years. We're going to do this for a long time.
Yeah,
we better figure out a way to keep stirring the pot.
Will they? Won't they? Won't they?
But because we were in the Lucas and Brooke letter thing and really in Brooke's feelings about not knowing if she could risk trusting him again, it's easy to let that slide by. Mm-hmm. But when we watch it back, you go, ooh, wow, they were laying the pipe early.
They were. Well, let's talk
about
Brooke.
They really wanted to keep that conflict going.
I loved your performance in this episode.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, you really showed up. It was so beautiful and so simple. Thanks. And you just, you know, one of the things I love about you as an actress is you're so good at comedy and you're so on top of it. And you're so smart that you're paying attention to all the different elements and crafting your performance towards specifically what is needed in the scene and also caring for your character. And, you know, it's great because you have all that stuff going on, but to see you just strip all of the stuff away. And by stuff, I don't mean to say that you're doing things. What I mean is that you're with, when you're on for comedy, we can count on you because you know how to put it all on. Mm-hmm. And to mm-hmm. see you as Sophia and Brooke just strip it all down and just stand there and not do anything and just be in your emotions. I'm so glad that they wrote an opportunity for Brooke to do that and for you to do mm-hmm. that as Brooke. That's me making things overcomplicated, yeah. but I hope you know what I mean.
No, you're spot on. But I know what you mean,
and I love that because I was, especially in the earlier seasons, I was given a lot to juggle
yes.
to do comedic relief. And it's fun to be a juggler. But when you do get to just stand and be exposed,
yeah,
you know, it's particular for Brooke in this episode because the whole point is that she's putting her defenses down. Mm-hmm. She's yeah. really kept the walls up and to lay it all on the line and say, this is how I spent my summer. This is how I really feel. Oh. I'm terrified and it's painful for me to be raw like this. I wanted that for her because yeah. she was such a character. And I think this is somewhere where, you know, I feel like we're the most similar, a person who seems to project that they have it together, but who's very anxious, afraid, emotional, like things that people might not see. And so to be able to have people with whom you can really be yourself is so important. And it was nice to model that, I think, in these moments with a character like this.
I know there's a couple folks out there that don't know what they're doing for this summer yet. So we have that solved for you. We figured it out. You are going to go to cheapcaribbean.com to find deals on all your favorite all-inclusive destinations, and you're going to spend your summer in paradise.
Yeah, guys, come on, take a break. You work hard. Everybody's working so hard. Swim up to the bar in Punta Cana or sit with your toes in the sand on the shores of Cancun. You can score an extra $175 off site-wide vacations of 4 nights or more now through June 3rd.
Summer is going to be here before you know it, so do your deal and find vacays in your price range at cheapcaribbean.com. That's cheapcaribbean.com.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant makes navigation a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while you're on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation, compatible device and vehicle required.
Hey, it's your drama queens, and we're here to tell you that choking is the fourth leading cause of accidental deaths. So let's talk about LifeVac.
It is a life-saving airway clearance device, which has saved over 1,500 lives. LifeVac is the easiest, safest, and only non-invasive choking rescue device that can save the life of your loved one.
Visit LifeVac, LifeVac.net, and enter promo code DRAMAQUEENS to save 20% and secure your home kit today.
I spent the first trimester of my pregnancy with Gus in Puerto Rico. And if you're going to be sick and grumpy and tired, it's such a beautiful place. Like, it really fixes a lot.
It really is. I shot a movie there, and I shot my first commercial there when I was 14 years old. It was so fun. And I've been back 3 times since then. My cousin used to live there, and it's just a fabulous place. I love it.
I learned this word from Gina Rodriguez, who is probably the biggest Puerto Rico fan of all of us. Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than just a name. It's a way of life. It's a representation of the spirit of the island, you know?
The unique Boricua spirit infuses the music and welcoming spirit of the island in Puerto Rico. If you can hear the music, you're invited to the party.
Mm. Sometimes it's salsa, sometimes it's plena, sometimes it's reggaeton. No matter what the rhythm is calling to you, when you hear it, it's always time to dance.
All I want to do now is dance with y'all. Let's go.
Well, in Puerto Rico, you can't step outside without hearing music. Puerto Rico has renowned bars and nightlife and a welcoming spirit.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are.
No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents.
Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Ooh, honey. You know that I can't wear fancy shoes with a dress. I am a boots and dress woman. So now that festival and concert season are going to be all about boots, Tecovas must be your stop before attending your next concert, you guys. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparels, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. This is so important. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. And the smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to the store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. And find your new favorite pair of boots today.
I do want to add, not for nothing, You were going through a breakup with the person that you were playing a romance opposite of. And regardless of what all those circumstances were, that's incredibly difficult emotionally to be able to be vulnerable and be there in that moment. There's lots of actors who have done that and who've done movies and TV shows and things. They date their co-star or whatever. It doesn't work out. But the fact that you were able to just be that raw and open and vulnerable, it's a real credit to you as an artist, that you put your art in front of everybody and just were like, look, this is it. This, I'm just sharing my heart and here we are. Mm. I thought it was really beautiful.
Well, that's a point for me, you know, and that people can call it whatever they want. They can say it's strength. They can say it's pride. They can say it's professionalism. You can put a positive or a negative skew on it, but I was always going to put Brooke Davis ahead of everybody and everything else.
Yeah.
Nothing mattered to me but being honest for her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was with someone on the show forever. And when we broke up, it was crickets. No one gave a shit about it. No one was like, oh, I wonder what's going on with Hillary on set. Is she being crazy? Because they didn't know him, you know? And so the difference between our situations was crazy.
This thing about making the girls on our show grovel.
Oh, I hated that scene so much. Oh,
my God. Haley had to do it. And then, like, for Brooke to do it. Only for Lucas to turn around and be like, well, guess what? I'm not mad at you anymore. Game's over.
I forgive you.
I love you.
Can you handle
and
it?
And also for him to be like, first of all, so patronizing for a boy to be like, I forgive you for the thing you did that I actually have no right to be upset about.
Yeah.
But then for her to be like, you can't. It's too awful. I was like, ew.
Yeah.
You know, it was very odd that, again, that these men in their 40s wanted teenage girls to like apologize for who they were and beg men to be with them. See, I was like, I don't like this.
I love forgiveness as much as the next guy, right? Yeah. Like, how great is that to be able to forgive someone for doing something shitty to you? It's amazing. It's scandalous. It's powerful. It's beautiful. It was totally out of context in this scenario.
It was really weird.
I was like, what are we doing? This is not the place. This is kind of tone deaf here, guys.
Do we want Lucas? Because there were a couple episodes where, you know, I even said to the fan base, I'm like, yes, I want Brooke and Lucas together. I see this couple. I think they have fun with each other. They're teenagers together, which is not what most of the relationships on our show were.
Yeah, they, as teenagers, they got to be silly And our show needed a little bit of like silliness and discovery. It couldn't all be like marriage and death and murder attempts and like, Jesus Christ.
Psycho Derek. Intense.
Psycho Derek, he's coming up. Wait, we have to still talk about Closeover Bros. We haven't really spent any time on that.
Okay.
Can we just
pour
a little energy into Closeover Bros? Because this is so exciting to see this come alive for the first time using Peyton's artwork.
Yes.
Which I guess, do you guys have a fight about royalties later?
I was like,
later?
Does she get a licensing fee? Like, wait, should Peyton
We're gonna
be
fight
rich?
About this
like,
later.
What's going on?
This is another one of those seeds that you know is going to blossom in future episodes.
Yeah. Okay. I hope
I
so.
I love it. I loved watching Brooke just get back on that horse and not be afraid and not just, you know, implode into herself. And it's true. It's actually on theme with what we were talking about in last week's episode with the play that I wrote that, you know, it ended up, it's not mine anymore. And it took me years before I was able to write again. Cause I was like, somebody stole my idea and they're taking it away from me. And blah, blah, you know, I was and it was so, so heartbreaking, but I actually went back and watched the video of it, which I haven't seen since it came out. And it's like way too long. I was like, oh my God, it's 45 minutes in. And like, we haven't had conflict yet. Like, why is my play so long? It's like really long, but you know, that's what workshops are for anyway. But the point is, sorry, I'm ADDing. Okay. Back. Hello. Okay. What I'm saying is that, it really is true that you cannot, and Paul used to say this to me all the time too. People can take your ideas, but they can't take your talent. Mm-hmm. And I love seeing that come to life with Brooke here because it's such an important lesson. And for anybody out there who, you know, feels like you gave your all to something and then it just got whisked away or fell apart or stolen or what didn't work or whatever, nobody can take away your talent. You're always going to be able to create more and more and more and more. There's an unending supply of ideas and talent out there. And I loved seeing Brooke go for it in the 6 hours creating a fashion
line. Oh my God. Warp speed.
But
there's the hyperactivity part when we talk about like our ADHD. We're like, that's it. That's what it is. You just sit down and sew.
That's it.
But I did love too the sort of mirror. Like I think back to when Brooke and Peyton invented the selfie with a Polaroid and we fist bumped and we were like, hose over rose. And then here it is in these women, you know, trying to sort of reclaim their identity outside of their relationships. And I love that it's this moment in our apartment, in our first taste of adulthood, and it's between Brooke and Haley. And it's, you know, oh, well, the thing I always used to say, like our girl anthem, now it's about our work. You know, it's Closeover Bros. And it's like, no, it's cute. I really, it made me so happy.
You guys have such a strong dynamic together because there's a quietness to the interactions when it's just the two of you that is really tender. And those are the safe spaces where you can come up with new ideas. Those are the safe spaces, like when Haley's like, of course I will help you. I will make your website. Yeah. Like, of course. Why would you not think that I wouldn't? You know, like, I love watching that dynamic because I think for people who are struggling with female friendships, you know, like I think we all have a lot to learn because a lot of the female friendships we saw on TV or we just like, you know, dealt with in high school can be kind of toxic. These are the moments to emulate where when your friend has an idea and you show up, that's like saying I love you with the biggest megaphone ever.
Yeah.
Yes.
I agree. I love that.
I love that.
You guys are cute.
When
are we
going to
launch our sweatsuits? Listen, if I don't have a damn sweatsuit on this ass by September when my kids go to school, I'm going to be mad.
Let's make it happen. I'm
serious.
We need them. We're working on it. We're working on it. In the meantime, let's spin a wheel and find out who's most likely to... who is most likely to become a meme? I mean, Brooke Davis. How is there any other?
There's like 8 billion Brooke Davis memes. You know what I love when I get on my phone to send my girlfriends, like, you know, like a shitty text or something, and I'm being a real dick, and I just look up a word where I'm like, you know, go to hell or whatever, and all of a sudden it's all Sophia on there. It's all Brooke Davis on there, and I'm like, You can type any word you want to in the GIF search on your phone. You'll come up.
Wait, I need to start doing that more.
Yeah. Also,
do you send memes of yourself enough to your friends by any chance?
Yes.
Come
I'm
on.
Saying,
you've done that before, right? You have to have sent a meme
like
of
I
yourself.
Should.
You should. It's
Jenny
hysterical.
Sends,
if you don't start
Jenny
doing that
sends
in our
me
text
a lot
thread,
of memes of the three of us, and yeah, they're very good.
Which character?
So we should just start responding to each other only in memes of our of ourselves on our group thread.
Completely.
Is it
like
Brooke
a week and see if
Sophia?
We can do it?
Is that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know. Win both this week, babe.
What to search for?
Your fact and
what'd
fiction.
You
win.
That feels fun.
I love it.
I love a meme. I really do. I should get better
Dan
at
Scott's sending
them.
A close second, I think. He's such a legendary
yeah
villain.
Yeah, is there a you can't kill Dan Scott gif? There must be.
If there's not, there should
no,
be.
No, but a couple weeks ago, there was the one of the dog eating the heart that was circulating because in real life, somebody was getting a heart off of a helicopter and they slipped and they fell. And everyone started posting the Dan Scott gif, meme, whatever. Yeah. What's a gif? What's a meme? I don't know the difference.
I don't know the difference either. I'm too old.
But seeing that circulate, I was like, oh, bro.
Yeah, we're back.
That's rough.
That poor guy. Like, imagine being the doctor who
five-second rule
the heart.
It's probably fine. Just hose it off. It just fell on the roof.
Give it a quick saline wash. I don't know.
Whatevs. What's a little gravel? You guys, I love you. What are we doing next week?
Love you.
What do we see?
Episode
anybody?
10?
Episode 10.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Ooh, Brave New World.
Oh.
I don't know. I got a
who's
bad feeling about this.
It is a Brave New World indeed.
Peyton's got a crush on Lucas.
Are we going to have to hear Brooke's letters? Oh, God.
I want to watch a one-act play, like the Vagina Monologues, just of Brooke Davis's letters.
Summer letters to Lucas. So good.
Okay.
Oh, God. Well, I love you guys. It'll be fun to see you next week.
Yay! See you guys later.
See you bye. Then. Love you.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Don't forget to leave us a review. You can also follow us on Instagram at DramaQueensOTH.
Or email us at DramaQueens@iHeartRadio.com.
See you next time.
We're all about that high school drama girl, drama girl. All about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens.
Smart girl, rough girl, fashion but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens. Drama, drama queens, drama queens.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape resorts and spas and do your deal at cheapcaribbean.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Boy, I've spent definitely a significant amount of time in therapy in my life. And I think there's just so many layers to life that can be hard to navigate, and having somebody there to just talk through things really makes the days easier sometimes.
It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through.
BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
You guys, have you heard about Squarespace? You must have, because I talk about it all the time. Their website has helped me with my businesses, but it will also help you grow your business. And it really does take the guesswork out of building a website. They have so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of our favorite product features is the Fluid Engine. With Fluid Engine, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity. Start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. Stretch your imagination online with Fluid Engine, built in and ready to go on any new Squarespace site. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
I don't know about y'all. I love the holidays, and they also stress me out. Yesterday, I was trying to get everybody's gifts wrapped, and I just needed a second. I was on my fourth paper cut, and I was like, okay, take a walk around the house, calm yourself down. And you know what I did? I went and got myself a cookie, and I felt better. So all I'm saying is if you're tired or besieged by paper cuts, I think you deserve a cookie too.
I agree. Guys, Keebler Sandies are buttery. They're shortbread cookies made with delicious ingredients like cranberries, pecans, and almonds.
And each Keebler Sandy shortbread cookie is baked to perfection by those cute little Keebler elves for a light sweetness and a texture that melts in your mouth.
When you need a comforting moment for yourself, Keebler Sandies. It's the perfect treat that'll keep you going.
Next time you feel like you're juggling it all, reach for a Keebler Sandy's shortbread cookie to enjoy a simple moment of comfort.
Hey, it's your drama queens, and we're here to tell you that choking is the fourth leading cause of accidental deaths. So let's talk about LifeVac.
It is a life-saving airway clearance device, which has saved over 1,500 lives. LifeVac is the easiest, safest, and only non-invasive choking rescue device that can save the life of your loved one.
Visit LifeVac, LifeVac.net, and enter promo code DRAMAQUEENS to save 20% and secure your home kit today.